Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dr. Nzonu from Plan Togo. I'm pleased to share with you our experience. The title of the presentation is Reinforcing Communities' Capacity to Protect the Lives of Children and their Mothers. It's a project we have implemented in one district in our country. As introduction, Plan International is a child-centered community development organization working more than 70 years with 3.5 million families in 48 countries in Africa, in America, and in Asia. In Togo, Plan International is working since 1988 in 5 districts, and now we are working in 5 domains: education, water and sanitation, household economic security, right of child, and health. In health, our projects are around child health, mother health, HIV, and other things. What is the health rate in Togo? In Togo, 123 children dead for 1,000 births, and the population of the East Mono is 86,980 people. What is the most frequent causes of children's illness in East Mono? We have malaria, we have diarrhea, and we have pneumonia. And for all those illnesses, the most vulnerable people are children under 5. At other side, there is a less of use for health centers because of community poverty, because of unfavorable behavior at community level, and because of lack of quality care at health clinic level. In 2007, with a survey of the Ministry of Health, it was reported that there are a lack of behavior in practices we call IMEC practices, Integrated Management Childhood Illness Practices. There is a few practices we have to do to keep children have a good health. And those practices, if it's good done, the children will grow up very well. They will have a very good prevention activities, and they will have a very good care when they are ill. It's for all those issues that we elaborated a project we call Integrated Management Childhood and Newborn Illness Project at community level. What is the background of this project? It is a 3-year project financed by European Commission and Plan France, and it began in 2008. This project aims to reinforce, how do you call it, the capacity of community health workers. And the target population for this project was children under 5, pregnant women, and community health workers. The project's goal was to contribute to the reduction of child mortality in Togo. And the objective of the project was to reinforce communities' capacity to allow them to use the best health practices in favor of children under 5, and involve them in the management of health service in East Mono. East Mono is the district where the project has been implemented. What had we planned to do in this project? Training for community health workers, training for health professionals, and training for health center management committee members. The second activity we planned to do was equipment for community health workers. And the other, the last activity we planned was sensitization with training, with equipment of community health workers. We will help them to do sensitization of, to community through meeting and home visit. After 2 years and a half implementation, this is the results we have with the project. 310 community health workers, workers have been trained. 40 health professionals, six members of a local NGO, and 17 community health center members were trained. And we noticed that since 2007 to 2009, there is an increasement of the use of community clinic, health clinics. In 2007, we have 38 persons using health centers, and with our project, after 2 years and 2 years and a half, we noticed that 54% people are using health centers. And during this implementation also, we developed a tool for IAC for community health workers. And by the, with the project, we noticed that there was a local partnership developed between community health providers, community and health providers. Here are some views of participants to the project. Raymond, who is a health provider, said that with the sensitization made by the community health workers in our village, people are coming in health clinic for their health matters earlier than before. And that allows us as health providers to give appropriate care for their illness and to save their lives. Another view is one farmer. He says that, I think it is good, a good thing when somebody we know acting like a health provider talks to us every week on how to prevent illnesses in our families through our behavior. Many diseases can only be prevented through good behavior. Now, what is conclusion and recommendation after the implementation of this project? We can say that the case successes are following. First, we can say that it is important to involve community at all steps of health problem resolution if you want it to be successful. Second, a strong partnership have been developed between health providers, support community organization, and community members. And it's necessary for the sustainability of health intervention at community level. And we noticed that local radio helps to reinforce sensitization through the broadcasting of the elaborated messages. And the last one is cost effectiveness is important for the sustainability of activity. What will be the next step for Plan Togo? We have first to conduct a survey to evaluate the behavior of people in their practices. And the project in at the end of this month, November, the project will be at the end, so we'll do an evaluation of all the project. And with the result of the evaluation and the capitalization of all what we have done, we will try to elaborate an action plan to scale up the project in other districts. Ladies and gentlemen, it's what I have to share with you with the project. Thank you.
We have time for a question or two. Do you have any questions right now?
They have to go slowly so I can understand.
Okay.
That.
Yeah. The speaker asked, please speak your question so we can understand.
Madam Chair, it was really nice to see your presentations.
Yeah.
But I think the program was somewhat different from other models, like in Malawi, where government actually scaled up government paid like community health workers, but it seems they are somewhat a little bit detached from the community. But in Togo, I guess you work with the community and you work, you train community health workers from the community. But I was wondering if what was the relationship with the Ministry of Health or governments on developing and establishing your program, and any kind of a future plan for some kind of integration of your system to general Togo's health system.
Okay, thank you very much. In Togo, we are working at community level, but we are not working alone. All what I said, that training has been made at community level. It's not plan alone who have done it. There are a pool of trainers at how do you call it, health, district level, government level, who are involved in the implementation of the project. They are, how do you call it, those who follow up the activities implemented in the community. Plan is the financial support at this stage. So they are involved during all the implementation of the project. The government is is involved in the activities.
Okay. Another question? There are some questions over here.
Mm. Yeah, thank you for the presentation. You talked about measurements of yearly progress of healthcare services in your presentation from 2007 to 2009.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind that in Africa we have multiple projects and programs for donor-funded organizations among healthcare services, I wanted to know how you were able to like measure your activities in terms of healthcare usage among those in the community. How were you able to like measure and ascertain that the activities you did is actually based on healthcare?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, how do you call it? I said that we have to reinforce the community's capacity to make people change their behavior. It's a project who aim to change the behavior of people. And what I reported there is annual report of district activities, health district activities. It's not a survey. Is health district activities. And every year there are reports they do of all what they have done as activities. And as I said, there are many things, as I said, is how do you call it, the project, the district has been selected to implement this project because of a lack of all what I said, that people don't have a good behavior. There is how do you call it, the health centers who are not used. And with the project, there have been many sensitization at people level. It's why I said also, as a view of a participant, where the, how do you call it, the health provider said that now they can say that there are people coming in the health district than before. Because there are annual reports before the how do you call it, the beginning of the project, and they just compare it and say that now people are coming in the for health, their health matters. Why are they coming like that? You know, and when is how do you call it, is at the same time also we have done our project activities, and I'm saying that we do the evaluation maybe. There is other things, but we know that with what we have done, there is a change of behavior at community level. And we can say our project have contributed to this, how do you call it, result.
Okay. I know that I see a few more questions. Could you please hold your questions until the end? And we have two more speakers. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.